Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to the episode of this week. And in this episode, I would like to share some communication hacks with you, how you can have good conversations, how you can keep conversations going, and also what you can do when a conversation gets really challenging. Because we all enjoy it to have good conversations and good discussions with others, right? So with friends, with family, or also at work with colleagues that we like a lot. So when you talk to people and you know that you get along very well, then the conversations are often easygoing. So it just flows. It is relaxing and you can enjoy it talking to this person. But we all also know it when a conversation is not that easy. So when you talk to people that you don't know that well, for example, so let's say you go to a party or to a business event or to a networking event and you don't know many people there, but somehow you have to make new contacts, you have to talk to strangers. And the same applies when you somehow feel you have to do some small talks with your colleagues at work, like in the kitchen, in the canteen, and you don't know these people that well. And then sometimes you start talking about the weather, and after a couple of sentences, you don't know what to say anymore and feels a little bit strange. Or let's imagine even worse, that at work, you need to have a discussion about a challenging topic or with a challenging person, and it is a situation when you are afraid that the other person might even attack you verbally with a comment or with a rude statement. So we all know that when a conversation does not go that well, when it feels exhausting, when you have to give a lot of energy to keep it going, when you put yourself under pressure, when your brain is working like hell, like what can you say next? And this is really, really exhausting when you have to push to get information out of this other person, or when you even have the feeling that you have to fight to not be depreciated or even to be treated unfair. And we all hate this moment, right, when another person says something to us and there is this long break and we don't know what to say. So we don't know how to react, whether it would be to add a cool or funny comment or to contribute with an intelligent statement or just to defend ourselves against a verbal attack. So another person says something to you and there is this long, embarrassing pause that does not feel good. You have this pause, this embarrassing silence, and you try to smile or maybe not. So your brain is working like hell and you are desperately searching for words, but you don't know what to say. I think we all know that. And it does not feel good. And this is maybe sometimes even the fear that hinders us to even start a conversation because we want to avoid exactly this moment. But how would it be if you would have the confidence that this will not happen to you? And I once got a very valuable tip from one of my mentors who said, in the moment when your emotions go up, your rational thinking goes down. So that means when you are already in this situation that you get nervous, that you are searching for words and you don't know how to react. So either you feel just nervous or insecure because you don't know what to say. You feel a little bit stupid because you don't have any intelligent statement to contribute to the conversation. Or you feel really embarrassed because you feel verbally attacked and treated unfair, and you're just sad and angry about it. But these are all moments when your emotions go up. And in this situation, you are not able to think in a rational way anymore. This is just normal, and this is how our human brain works. But that means if you know that you are not able to think in a rational way in this moment, you can do your homework and prepare for such a situation. So in a peaceful setting, in a safe space, for example, when you are at home, when you are relaxed, you already have the chance to prepare your mind for these situations. So you can have something in mind before you go in such a conversation that you just have to call that knowledge from your mind, because you already have a plan in your head. This is a little bit like giving first aid. So if something happens, if for example you see a person collapsing somewhere, then you know what to do. So you are already prepared for that. And that's the same kind of thinking here. So you have something in your mind before, and regarding these communication hacks or these communication skills, what I have learned in my education as an NLP practitioner, there are certain templates how you can keep a conversation going, how you can always react in a very smart way. So there are two possibilities. One way that is taught in NLP are the so-called sleight of mouth patterns. So these are patterns or templates for statements that basically always work. No matter what another person says to you, these are templates that you can always apply. So if you have them in your mind, you can apply them. That works in every conversation. Or another possibility is really how to actively listen to a person and to pick certain words, or to really also be able to question a statement that the other person makes and to ask a good question on that. So to react with a question. But anyways, these templates that are taught in NLP, they enable you to react to whatever statement you get in a conversation, to react in a quick and in an intelligent way. It avoids that you have this embarrassing pause when you don't know what to say. It gives you the security that whatever happens, whatever another person says to you, you will know what to say. And it also gives you the ability to get information from another person. I mean, we all know these very talkative people, right? To just talk and talk, and basically you could just like take an app on your phone and record everything what they say, because all the information that you need are in it. But there are also these other people, like the super non-talkative ones. I mean, if you live in Finland, Finnish people, it's not a cliche, they sometimes are like this. When you have the feeling, you really have to ask for every small and single information from that person, because when you're asking a question, maybe you get just a one word answer, or maybe just a short sentence, and then you have to start asking again. So with these certain templates that are taught in NLP, you are able to ask specific questions that really bring you to the point. And also in both ways, whether you are reacting with a statement or with a question, if you have these templates in mind, that gives you the security that whatever happens, you are able to defend yourself. And this is very important in a non-violent way. So, I mean, not only physically violent, but especially also verbally violent. So that you're not reacting furiously, but with superiority and a human greatness, because you are able in this moment that you play the ball back to this person, that you don't even take this statement. It does not really apply for you. So you get that ball, you are directly able to push it back. And with this, you can easily retain the upper hand in a debate. And the key for all that, for these communication skills, is that you really have to know yourself first. So you have to know what you stand for, what your values are, and what you want. And maybe you say now, hey, yes, of course, I know me. But I would really like to invite you to really think about that. So can you concretely formulate what your values are? So what is most important for you in life and in communication with other people? So I'm referring here to values or human values like respect, being honest, trust, independence, freedom, team spirit. And I mean, there is a bunch of these human values. If you Google human values, you find a very long list, and there's also no right or wrong what is the most important for you. I mean, we are all different, but you have to know what defines you and your personality. What is most important for you? What is your main message? And also, what is your main target? So especially if you go into a conversation, what do you want to achieve? What is the target that you have in mind? What is the result you are expecting? So if this is clear to you, if you have this in mind, no matter with who you start a conversation, you can always achieve this conversation to keep going by coming back to this, like your values, your target, something that you stand for, something you want to achieve. No matter how boring or irrelevant or even rude the comment is that another person makes to you. So you can always react with one out of the two following possibilities. And I would like to give you these two concrete examples here that you have an idea what I mean, and something that you can maybe directly apply in your everyday life whenever you have these challenging conversations. So one first possibility is that you are, no matter what happens in this conversation, no matter what the statement from the other person is, you are expressing your own intention. So whatever the comment is that a person makes to you, whether it attacks you or whether it judges what you said or what you have done before, you can always react on that by answering with, my intention is, or my intention here was, or also, it is very important to me that, and then referring to your values. So, for example, if a person is complaining about it, you have given a certain feedback, or that you have done something in a certain way, or that you have reacted in a strange way to another person, whatever that is, you can always answer with, hey, my intention here was to be honest. Or respect here is very important to me. Or it is very important for me to stay independent. Something like this. I hope you understand what I mean. And a second possibility is, if a conversation develops into a challenging direction, even especially if you have the feeling that this goes into a completely different direction than you actually had in mind, so you remind yourself to keep the focus on the target that you have set for yourself for this conversation. So even if somebody judges you or is attacking you or is making an abusive statement or is not contributing anything to this conversation in a constructive way, or now drifts away from the actual topic with something completely different and which is actually not relevant at all, you can always react by saying to this yes or agree, or if you don't, I mean, you can also let it out, but saying, hey, the actual target for this conversation or for this project or for this event or so whatever suits here is that, and then you paste your target. So that can mean, for example, you are talking about the project planning at work with a colleague, and then suddenly the conversation develops in a direction that the colleague starts to complain about how other people behave in the team or questions the general mentality in your company. And then in such a situation, you can easily bring the focus back in the actual target if you say, hey, the actual target of this conversation was to discuss the project planning. And then you are back to your original frame, you are back to your original topic, and you can continue the discussion from there. So no matter in which weird direction the conversation develops, if you keep this in mind, then you always have the power to easily bring the conversation back to what you actually wanted to discuss. So these are only two methods that I have been taught in my NLP education. And there are many more powerful methods, especially when it comes to active listening and how to understand a person by really asking the right questions and keeping a conversation going with this. And this is also a very powerful method that you get out of it, or that you get out of this conversation much wiser than before, because then the other person has really shared his or her knowledge with you based on the questions that you have asked, on the good and smart questions that you have asked. So this communicating is what I train with my coaches. So I would really like to show you these methods because I know how powerful they are, and I have applied it myself in so many meetings and in so many discussions with people, with colleagues, with my managers, and it has worked so well. And you can really notice how the quality of a conversation can change, and that you really get something out of it and nobody feels embarrassed or judged. And this is really why I would like to show that to others as well. So it's also not just about explaining these methods. So, I mean, you can basically, you can also Google NLP and these sleight of mouth patterns. But the key is really that you practice. And I would like to practice with you. So I would show you how I would apply it in practice on you, how I would apply these methods on you, that you get a feeling also as a dialogue partner. Okay, how does it feel? If someone does that with you, is it really feeling good? I do not feel judged, or I do not feel abused. And then that you have the possibility to try that out on myself, so that you can practice and that you can learn in the practical application of these patterns, how that works, that you get more confident by using them. Because it's not just about knowing or having the knowledge or the theory how these patterns or templates work. It is really like playing an instrument or learning a language. So you have to practice. You have to practice it actively. And it's the same here with these communication skills. And I'm really happy if I can provide you a safe space for that, and also give you tips and a fine tuning on that, so that you really don't have to be afraid anymore if you have to communicate with a really challenging person. That could be your colleague or your manager, or if you have to start a discussion at work, for example, about an uncomfortable topic. So if this sounds interesting for you, if you would like to go the next step to get more self-confident and also to make yourself more visible with that, at work, for example, in your company, because you are the one who speaks up for her interests and you are the one who can easily retain the upper hand in a debate because you always know how to react, then I would be really happy to get in contact with you. So if you would like me to be your personal trainer for your visibility and self-confidence and your communication skills, then you can book a first free of charge consultation so that we can get to know each other in person and where you can describe me your concrete problem or your concrete target, what you would like to achieve by improving your communication skills, for example. And you can contact me via Instagram, via Facebook, LinkedIn, or via the link in the show notes for booking this first free of charge consultation. And you can also find more information on my website, michaela-kettner.coach. And if you think that this podcast or this podcast episode is empowering and inspiring, then I would be happy if you would subscribe to this podcast, if you give me a rating on Spotify or iTunes, or if you share this podcast with a friend or with people for who this podcast would also be very helpful and supportive. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations, and I would be really happy to connect with you via my website, michaela-kettner.coach, or via social media to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and also what your current challenges are, how you want to become more visible. You can find me on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi and also on LinkedIn. And no worries, if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I wish you a nice rest of the day, get visible, and stay tuned. Bye-bye.